This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We require in this modern life electricity. Electricity in turn requires power lines that are quite often eyesores. But it doesn't have to be that way. Officials in Virginia are going to decide this month whether a $42 billion electric utility company can build a transmission line over one of the most historic stretches of waterway in America. Marketplace's Scott Tong reports from Jamestown, Virginia.
This is the story of two companies separated by 400 years. One is the Virginia Company, a 1607 venture to the New World. Today, we call it Jamestown, where tour guides keep the story alive.
The English would attempt to establish a colony in the New World. Where? Right here, on this 1,500-acre, low-lying, swampy, disease-ridden, bug-infested, lack of natural freshwater island.
Jamestown in southeastern Virginia was the first long-term English settlement here. You've heard the players, Captain John Smith, the House of Burgesses, Pocahontas. It began as a business startup. On-site archaeologist Danny Schmidt tells visitors.
It's free enterprise, and what they're hoping is that the colonists they send here will find raw materials here in the New World to get the investors wealthy back in England.
The company landed on a river, which it named the James River. But the Virginia Company story is now threatened by the Dominion Company, an electric utility. Dominion wants to build a power line over the river, one that Jamestown visitors would see.
We absolutely need new infrastructure if we want to continue the way of life that people are accustomed to.
Kevin Curtis directs Dominion's transmission planning office. The company provides power to Jamestown and its surrounding peninsula. That includes Colonial Williamsburg, a battlefield, two universities, and a Navy shipyard. That's 600,000 people. Thing is, Dominion is closing two coal-fired power plants due to EPA pollution rules. So to replace the energy, it wants to import power via transmission line.
It's to tap that generation network that's outside of the area and bring a large amount of energy very efficiently and drop it into the peninsula.
Transmission lines are the superhighways of the power grid. We need them to send energy from, say, gas plants and wind farms to users. But a line across the James River would need 17 towers, a few of them as tall as the Statue of Liberty. Here, the river is crazy wide, about 3 miles across. Members of a group opposed to the line, called Save the James, took me out on the river. One of the founders is Wayne Williamson.
We will see every one of these towers in the middle of the water. They can't hide it. When it goes on land, they can put a few trees up. You can't put trees up out here. So these towers are just standard, unbelievable, the whole way.
The group's Jim Zinn says if a power line goes up, visitors will come
and look upon this whole area as they might have 400 years ago. You're going to see 17 big, bright silver towers. And you're going to wonder, why did they ever do that?
So is there another way? Dominion says none that's feasible and cheap. Every assertion here is contested. When the coal plants will shut down, whether new power sources can go in instead of a transmission line, whether a line can be buried under the river. Dominion's Kevin Curtis says yes, but only a small one.
It's just not enough juice, and the cost to customers is at least $400 to $500 million more.
If there's anything clear here, building transmission lines is good business for Dominion. Morningstar analyst Charles Fishman says it yields reliable profits and it shields off competitors.
Let's say you put in this transmission line and somebody else decides we want to put in a transmission line and make money. FERC will say, no, you can't. There's no need for a second line.
FERC is the federal agency that oversees the power grid. Another thing about Dominion, it's the biggest political donor in Virginia. Albert Pollard is a former state delegate.
They're genuinely nice people, and they give gobs of money. And all that makes them very, very powerful.
He says in many energy cases, Dominion's view dominates proceedings.
You know, Robert E. Lee was from Virginia, and he always liked to have the battles on his turf, on his terms. And Dominion controls the playing field in much the same way.
It has the experts. It has the deep pockets to hire lawyers and consultants. Right now, the fate of the line is before the Army Corps of Engineers. It could permit construction, or it could pause to study any impact on history and the environment. And any delay worries Dominion's Kevin Curtis.
And what that really does is create a significant reliability issue for folks on the peninsula. And we're going to have to do some more awareness and educating and help folks prepare of what to do when the lights go out.
Jamestown archaeologists and history buffs are all watching closely, and perhaps we should too. Competition and regulation are forcing more coal plants to retire and more fights to fill that void. Fishman, the analyst, says battles can last years in places like this.
If it's going through an area that's sensitive from a environmental, from a historical standpoint, this is nothing. I've seen a lot worse.
If things somehow go quickly, a permit decision could come this month. In Jamestown, Virginia, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.